Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Donald Trump Jr. is due on the stand today at the civil fraud trial in New York. Attorney Seth Baronzweig is keeping tabs on the case.
They're going to assert that basically the organization treated the assets like a fraudulent balloon where they could inflate or deflate in a manner that would serve their financial purposes.
Some injured Palestinians and foreigners are making their way out of Gaza and into Egypt.
Egypt has set up a field hospital which could help relieve the terrible conditions at Gaza hospitals, which are overcrowded, ill-equipped, and understaffed.
CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem. No action on interest rates is expected from the Federal Reserve today at the end of their meeting. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says inflation is still a thing.
They're not down to their target 2% rate, but the trend is indeed the Fed's friend. And that's why the Fed is most likely not going to do anything.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is considering whether to hear a lawsuit to overturn the state school choice program. WisPolitics reports conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley says the high court should have rejected the lawsuit. She says it's a policy matter for lawmakers and not a matter for the courts. Chief Justice Annette Ziegler joined Bradley's dissent. Interested parties have until the 14th to weigh in. University of Wisconsin officials say they want elected leaders to stop politicizing diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. University system leadership says DEI programming promotes more inclusive communities for all kinds of students. Governor Evers is suing Republican lawmakers after they stalled scheduled pay raises for state university workers. UW System President Jay Rothman says it's time to stop the rancor. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Yesterday's unexpected snowstorm had lasting effects on the area, creating ongoing impacts for today. The region experienced a significant snowfall of 2 to 4 inches, with West Allis recording the highest accumulation at 4 inches. Burlington got 3 inches of snow. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson's nominee for the city's LGBTQ+ liaison role has withdrawn from the position due to scrutiny from local LGBTQ+ organizations. The mayor's appointment of Luke Olson, made on October 18th, faced criticism from the community, leading to Olson's decision to step down. The mayor says there's a new search for a candidate who can address the diverse issues faced by the LGBTQ+ people in the city, particularly LGBTQ+ people of color. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Bucks are in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks take on the Raptors tonight. Tip-off time at 6 o'clock. Baseball Game 5 of the World Series is tonight at 7 o'clock. The Rangers beat the Diamondbacks last night 11-7 to take a 3-1 lead in the best-of-7 series. NFL. The Packers traded Rasul Douglas and a 5th-round pick to the Buffalo Bills yesterday, just before the trade deadline, for a 3rd-round pick in next year's draft. Douglas was a popular player on the team and led the Packers' defense with 10 interceptions the past 2 seasons. The defensive back says he was surprised by the move, but excited to join the Bills, a team with a shot at the postseason. Last night, the Raiders fired their head coach, Josh McDaniels, and GM Dave Ziegler, with less than 2 years with the team. At 3-5, the Raiders had just beat the Packers a couple of weeks ago, but lost to the Lions Monday night. Devontae Adams with just 1 reception in the game.
I honestly don't know what to say at this moment. I truly don't.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 39 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, 27. Tomorrow, high of 45. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
From the Civic Media Radio Network. Moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. Well, it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, 11:06 on this Wednesday, November 1st. Kelvin is on the board. Greg Bach is live with me in studio, and we're supposed to be joined by Monique Minkins. She is the executive director for the group End Domestic Violence in Wisconsin. I see that you are there, Monique. We can't see you. Are you joining us?
I am here. I can't, I don't know what's going on with my camera, but I am here.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us. This is a really, really disturbing report that your group came out with in about mid-October, Monique, and Wisconsin saw the largest increase in domestic violence deaths in the last two decades last year.
Yes.
To what do we attribute this?
Well, the 96 homicides for 2022 occurring in 25 counties. 47 were rural, 47 of the homicides were in rural counties and 49 in the urban areas. As we can see, domestic violence doesn't have a face, a name, a socioeconomic status, doesn't have a race. And there are lots of contributing factors. I think about the majority of the cases, 63 of them, involved a firearm. And so there is a need for a common sense gun laws to support people that have expressed a harm and a desire to harm people, or that have harmed people in the past or expressed a desire to harm themselves, because there were homicides, suicides that happened among these 96 homicides as well.
So you're talking murder suicides.
Murder suicides, yeah. Yes, excuse me. Yes. And you know, poverty always plays a role, or often plays a role in domestic violence. We saw it in 2008 when there was the economic crisis, and we are still on the coattails of COVID. And so it's not unusual that we are seeing these numbers during the pandemic. When the pandemic was strong, like in 2020, domestic violence was considered the silent pandemic, and people are still trying to get on their feet. There's lots of inflation. And so there are quite a few factors that are contributing.
Monique Minkins is our guest. She's the executive director for End Domestic Violence Wisconsin. They came out with a report last month. Wisconsin tragically setting a record for domestic violence deaths. And I guess I was a little bit surprised, Monique, that the numbers are almost evenly divided between rural and urban areas. And yes. I would imagine that for rural areas, a big part of the problem is the lack of available services.
Most definitely. There are considerable barriers in rural areas. The proximity to services, whether someone can get to that service, the lack of stable internet connection even can have an impact. Lots of guns in rural areas. People do a lot of hunting. And so that, yeah, it was their barriers. And yes, it is evenly split, and not surprising.
It is surprising. And I don't know if you can confirm this or not, but at one point I saw a statistic that said that women who live in a home with a gun are statistically less safe.
Most definitely. You know, here's the thing about domestic violence. It can happen to anyone, right? And so it does make you unsafe. Everyone's unsafe when there's a gun in the house. There's always that potential for it to be used in ways not intended. And yes, that's an honest statistic.
So how do we fight this? I have been involved in trying to help survivors of domestic abuse I volunteered 30 years ago. What was then the Sojourner Peace House, and which is a wonderful group. And unfortunately, and we had Carmen on it, Carmen Petrie, the executive director of the Sojourner Family Peace House now. And things aren't getting better. They're just not. After all of this time, it's very disheartening that these numbers aren't getting any better. And I do want to acknowledge as well that men can be victims of domestic violence too. Is not just women, but predominantly the victims are female.
Yes, disproportionately female. Yes. You know, disproportionately non-Hispanic Black women and Native women are killed at nearly three times the rate of non-Hispanic white women. And so there are lots of disparities that contribute to domestic violence. You know, this is going to get worse. We are looking at, for 2024, a 70% decrease in federal funding. And so right now, the VOCA funding, for example, funds 135 programs across the state. Next year, they will only have enough funding to fund 52 programs across the state.
Wow.
And it's going to be capped at $250,000 for whatever that funding may be for an individual organization, when now organizations get considerably more. There was also a change for 2023 in the DCF Basic Services Grant. And, you know, the idea of changing the way they distribute the funds is to take care of disparities, or to address disparities that happen in how funding is distributed. And yet, while it's long overdue, the total funding of what's in the pot has not changed.
Right.
And so fewer programs received funding. It went from a competitive process to from a renewable process to a competitive process. And so people had to compete. And some programs didn't get funding. And so we are looking at some tough times ahead. People are dead. I mean, people will die. Programs will have to adjust their services. Some programs may close. And I think about, you were asking about the rural areas. that's probably where they're going to feel a big pinch, where larger cities have more programs or more different, their resources are situated differently, and rural areas, it's going to create some service deserts for victims experiencing domestic violence. And so it's going to get worse. It makes me sad. It makes me sick. And yet that's something we need to know.
Is this something that private funding has to be sought out, or is that even available? Are there groups, private businesses, private organizations that can provide the funding to people? Or is it like, if they're cutting such funding off, is that then just opening for other groups to come in? Is there any hope in that way?
Well, you know, each organization has their funding plan and their funding practices. And so we do hope that the community will give to programs, to their local programs. Domestic violence is a community issue, and it is going to take everyone in the community to contribute. You know, there's also this desire for a standalone bill that we spent last week, the 25th, asking legislatures to create this bill that will create a pot of money for domestic violence to patch up these holes that we're experiencing. And so we would even ask people to call their legislature and ask them to support the standalone bill that will support domestic violence and sexual assault.
Monique Minkins is our guest. She is the executive director for End Domestic Violence Wisconsin. If you don't know who your lawmakers are, go to myvotewi.gov. You just put your name and address in there, and the entire list of your lawmakers will come up. It's a really, really a valuable resource. Monique, we have one call that we're going to get to before we go to the break. Cindy from Appleton has been waiting on the line. Thank you for your patience. Cindy, what did you want to say?
Well, a couple things. First of all, you know, Republicans cutting funding, there's a big surprise that they, you know, they tell us they cherish women and family values. But anyway, I wanted to just know how much is our stupid, ridiculous, ignorant, backwards gun laws that have been changed over the last couple of decades in Wisconsin has attributed to this problem?
You know, I don't have statistics about relating to how the recent changes have influenced, and yet what I can say is of the 96 cases that or homicides, 63 did involve a firearm. And once again, there's that call for that, those common sense laws where we have seen in so many ways how the role domestic violence plays in mass shootings as well. And so there are lots of cases where a mass shooter has a connection to domestic violence or is in some way connected to law enforcement and commits a mass shooting.
Monique, we're going to have to put you on hold for a second. We're coming up against the break. Cindy, thank you so much for your call. If you have a question for Monique, 844-967-2789. We'll continue this conversation on the other side of the break. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy?
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Good morning. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry. Calvin on the board. Greg Bach with me in studio and joining us on StreamYard. She is the executive director for End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin, Monique Minkins, talking about their report that came out in about mid-October with some really disturbing numbers about the increase of domestic violence cases in Wisconsin, setting a new record last year. Monique, you said, what, 96? Homicides and the vast 96 and the vast majority were committed with a firearm.
Yes, 63 of them were committed with a firearm. Yes.
Now, and as I was looking at some of the other things in your article, we were talking about the lack of help, particularly in rural areas. It can, for people who don't believe they know someone who has been in a violent relationship, having a safe place to go, especially if you have children, is one of the reasons why it can take so long to leave, right? It's like, well, why didn't you just leave? Why didn't you leave after he hit you the first time? It's not, it's not that easy.
It's not easy. You know, most of the cases, the relationship ended or victims were in the process of leaving out of those 96, the majority of them, that was the case. And so there are so many factors why people don't leave, whether it's economic, whether it's, like you said, people have children in school, it's a disruption in their lives. Lots of homes are two family incomes, or that one person, the harm doer, is the person who is also the breadwinner. There are so many factors. You know, domestic violence is it's a process, right? And it's one of isolation, and there are things that a harm doer does to make it difficult to leave.
Well, and again, it can take months to find safe housing. Months and months and months. And as you pointed out as well, leaving a violent situation can often be the trigger for another violent confrontation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is common. Like I said, the majority of the cases, that is what was happening. If domestic violence is about power and control, that person is trying to, the harm doer is trying to regain control. And that person has defied them. And so they pay. It's not uncommon at all.
Moni, do we know for the people who are causing the harm, I imagine that in many instances, they were raised in that kind of environment. So that's what they grew up thinking is an example of a normal relationship.
You know, that is that there are statistics that show that individuals who do harm have witnessed domestic violence in their childhoods, and so yes, that is one of the factors, and there are, once again, there are the economic factors as well.
Sure.
And so perhaps that person did not witness domestic violence, and that is how they choose to express their frustration to the economic situation. I was thinking about you talking about people needing safe housing, safe, affordable housing. And the affordable is really tough. It's really hard to rent. And there are just lots of barriers. I'm taking a vow of poverty. I don't know where I'm going to land. I don't know if I can afford to rent an apartment that requires me to my salary to be three times the rent.
Right.
There are many barriers out there.
Monique, for people who are listening, and this is for the victims and also for the harm doers, where can they go if they want to get help?
If you go to our website and domestic abuse, it's endabusewi.org. There is a Get Help tab, and it will tell you all of the DV programs in the state, and you'll be able to find one in your area.
And give us that website one more time, Monique.
Endabusewi.org.
We will get that. And, go ahead.
Oh, and on the website, there is a Get Help tab. It's across the top on the far right, and you click there, and it will give you the programs in the state.
All right, wonderful. Real quickly, we're going to take Matt from Madison, who's on the line. Matt, we just got a couple of minutes before the break. What did you want to say?
Hey guys, thanks for what you do. About funding, I just wanted to remind people that this online shopping to your door culture we have now gives nothing to state taxes as far as revenue. Amazon gives nothing to state taxes. So when you think about funding and where you put your dollars in a capitalist system, look at your values. Look at what you want in a community. Amazon does nothing for that. So that's my two cents. Thanks.
Oh, all right, Matt. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Just about ready to wrap this up. Monique Minkins is the executive director of End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. We will have all of the links and everything in the show notes once the show is over. It takes us about an hour to get all the podcasts posted. But you can always find them at civicmedia.us. And
I'm even going to post the information to find your representatives as well today.
It's so important. Yes. As you said, Monique, if people are listening and they're disturbed by the lack of funding that our lawmakers are directing at domestic violence prevention programs, you need to call them. And as we've learned, it actually does make a difference.
It can make a difference.
It can actually make a difference if our lawmakers hear from enough of their constituents. So it's myvotewi.gov, myvotewi.gov. You go to that website, you enter your name and your address, and that will bring up the names and phone numbers of all the elected officials who represent you. It's really, really important. Anything else that we can do, Monique? Anything else people can do?
I would say if you see something, report something, if someone comes to you, listen to them and believe them. And be supportive to them. Maybe they want, follow their lead and they will tell you what they want to do. Lots of times they need a listener. And yet, if they're talking to you, you're probably the first person that they've ever talked to. And so please listen. And once again, call your legislatures. You're right. They do want to hear from their constituents.
Thank you so much, Monique. I don't mean to cut you off, but we're coming right up against the break. And Domestic Abuse Wisconsin, Monique Minkins, the executive director, has been joining us. Thank you so much for your time, Monique. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Open enrollment in the health insurance marketplace is underway. Democratic state lawmakers are reintroducing bills they say will make health care in Wisconsin better and more affordable. One bill would expand Badger Care eligibility for some people to 133% of the federal poverty level. Another bill would create a Badger Care public option to buy health coverage on the state exchange. A prisoner died at the Waupun State Prison Monday. That's the third death in Waupun in 4 months. The Dodge County Medical Examiner says autopsy results won't be ready for a couple of months. The Waupun prison has been in lockdown since March. The Journal Sentinel reports about 1,000 inmates have had to stay in their cells around the clock. Families say they're concerned about health care at the prison. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The eyedrop murder trial in Waukesha County has entered its seventh day. Prosecutors have accused Jessie Kurzewski of poisoning her friend with eyedrops and making it look like an overdose. They allege Kurzewski stole money from the victim as well. This week, testimonies have centered around the defendant's spending habits and the details about the victim's will and estate. Kurzewski has pleaded not guilty. She could potentially face life in prison if found guilty. Milwaukee police are saying the search for a 26-year-old man is urgent. They're seeking public assistance in locating James Davis, a 26-year-old who's been classified as critically missing. Davis was last seen near the intersection of 79th Street and Keith Avenue on Tuesday afternoon. There's an image online. The urgency behind locating Davis has not been disclosed by police. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Bucks are in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks take on the Raptors tonight. Tip-off time at 6 o'clock. Baseball Game 5 of the World Series is tonight at 7 o'clock. The Rangers beat the Diamondbacks last night 11-7 to take a 3-1 lead in the best-of-7 series. NFL. The Packers traded Rasul Douglas and a 5th-round pick to the Buffalo Bills yesterday, just before the trade deadline, for a 3rd-round pick in next year's draft. Douglas was a popular player on the team and led the Packers defense with 10 interceptions the past 2 seasons. The defensive back says he was surprised by the move, but excited to join the Bills, a team with a shot at the postseason. Last night, the Raiders fired their head coach, Josh McDaniels, and GM Dave Ziegler with less than 2 years with the team. At 3-5, the Raiders had just beat the Packers a couple of weeks ago, but lost to the Lions Monday night. Devontae Adams with just 1 reception in the game.
I honestly don't know what to say at this moment. I truly don't.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 39 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, 27. Tomorrow, high of 45. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK. Okay.
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matner in for Kristen Bryant. Calvin's on the board. Greg Box Secret Keeper is sitting across from me in the studio, and I was just taken aback.
You did this to yourself. You've built this up to be some sort of thing. First of all, I'm not a secret keeper. I'll tell anyone who wants to listen.
Well, we're gonna have to spill it now.
Why don't you tell them? And I want you to do it in the fluffiest, most radio-esque way you can. Just, you know, is there like a sound?
Do we have a drum roll?
I don't know. Just whatever. What is it?
He likes to clean refrigerators.
What? A letdown.
Who likes to clean refrigerators?
This guy.
844-967-2789. And I bring this came up because a couple of weeks ago, Johnny Watermelon.
Yes.
One of our friends and colleagues here at Civic Media.
Absolutely amazing human being.
He is a wonderful human being. Took it upon himself to clean out the station fridge, which... Really needed it.
Did he clean it or did he straighten it up?
No, he cleaned it.
Okay.
He wiped it out. He got rid of science projects that had probably been in there for 7 months. And the day that I noticed that Johnny had cleaned it, and I think you were there and you were like, oh, I love cleaning refrigerators.
I do. Like, and not just what Johnny did. I'm not saying what Johnny did wasn't great.
Well, you go a step further.
I like, you know, bring out the garden pad. And get down there and like hot water and toothpicks and Q-tips and get all up in the cracks and crevices and nooks and crannies and take out. If it's a big job, don't look at me like that, Calvin. I see your face. Just because it's your birthday this week doesn't mean you have to judge me with your quarter century eyes. You got to get in there. You got to clean it or else things start to smell. But if it's a job where you have to pull out all the food, first of all,
Yes, you do.
Part of the fun, if it's not like a rancid one that's like in a
science
garage.
Project. Okay.
If it's just one at your house, you got to clean out the fridge just to get rid of the food. You got to dump all the food. Now that's not good. We shouldn't be wasting food, but you know, I can only do so much.
True.
So, you know, you go through a first thing you do, you dump all the food that needs to be dumped, and you take all the food out, and then you take out all of the shelves. Got to run them under hot water. Don't worry. They're tempered glass, so if you run them under hot water, they're not going to crack.
Okay, good to know.
Then you got to wash those out. But then you got to, if you can, take out the brackets that hold the shelving pieces, because those could be nasty too.
And when do the Q-tips and the toothbrush get involved?
When everything is out and you open the door and you spray it down with some, you know, a nice non-toxic cleaner.
Okay.
And you just let it sit, and then you get in there and just like, you know, like you're writing a letter. You just get in there like writing cursive.
How long does it take you to clean out your refrigerator, and how many times a year do you do this?
I try to clean out our refrigerator once a year. It's a kind of spring cleaning type of thing.
Okay.
But I have cleaned other people's refrigerators.
You have gone over to friends' homes.
Yeah.
And done this service for them.
Yeah. I mean, just a couple times. Not like something I don't look at him. Look at me, Jane. I'm the Maytag man right now.
we had a comment from earlier when Kristen was on and we were talking about this story. You've got to be kidding me story. And Michael Hetpus said, today has been the best day for facial reactions on the live stream. And I think that can apply to this segment as well.
I have no shame in what I do. And I have no qualms about doing it. At the end of the day, I mean, think about it. Like, have you just ever just straightened up a refrigerator and it feels good?
No.
What?
I do it.
Yeah.
But it's not something that's like, I can't wait to go home and clean out my fridge. It just is not. Maybe I'm the odd one out. Maybe you have much company with enjoying the cleaning of the fridge.
I mean, 844-967-2789. Don't leave me hanging, people. 844-96-PARTY. If it's also something you like to do, or if there's something akin to this that you like to do,
we want to know.
Let us know. Text, call, send us a comment on the live stream. Here's the thing is, I do not feel shame for what I do.
I'm not saying you should be shamed.
But I feel like you dedicating a whole segment of our show is meant to embarrass me.
No, I just find it amazing that something that most people view as a really not terribly pleasant chore.
Yeah.
Is something that you're like, yeah, I'll do it. I'll come over to your house and do it.
Absolutely.
You could do this as a side hustle.
Oh, I would totally do this. But I just don't think there's the market. Plus, I don't have enough time.
There might be a market.
I mean, there probably is a market. I mean, I could definitely do that. But you know, how much do I charge? What's my logo going to look like? Do I wear overalls? Do I try to like get like the heavy duty toothpicks that you get? You know, I mean, like
where so many things.
I mean, honestly, what I should do is I should do this and put it on TikTok, because there are fewer things I love watching more than the pool guy, who is a British pool cleaner who has great videos. And then there's also the carpet clean. I think it's Mountain Rug Carpet Cleaning or something like that. But yeah, they just clean carpets in their big facility. It's amazing to watch. And then when you get on the YouTube and you watch the longer version, come on.
I'm getting chilled.
I can feel your sarcasm.
Is Greg alone?
Apparently.
Do you like to clean out your fridge? If it's not the fridge, what makes you happy? What makes you happy when, you know, I can't wait to go home and clean this thing? What is your thing? 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. I think one of the reasons why I do not enjoy cleaning out the fridge, when I was in high school, my sister's then boyfriend, now husband, hired me to clean out his fridge and his friend's refrigerator. They were in the same apartment building.
Yeah.
They were both longtime bachelors.
Okay.
That was the most terrifying experience almost of my life.
Would you rather stay in the bat house?
Oh, boy. Ooh. No.
I was going to say.
I'll take the disgusting refrigerators, but they were bad.
Sometimes.
Really, really, really bad.
That's what makes it even better sometimes.
You have more of a feeling of accomplishment.
Exactly. You like that gleaming look of the inside of the refrigerator. I mean, come on. You replace the bulb.
Calvin, is Greg a mutant?
What are you?
Or am I overreacting?
He's definitely alone amongst the three of us. I can't say I like cleaning much, but the refrigerator definitely would have to be low on that list.
You know, I knew this was a hit job. I knew this was a hit job from the beginning. You dedicated a long segment to a hit job for just something I like to do. Because do we have a caller coming through?
We do.
I feel like we have a caller coming through.
Because I don't think you're alone.
I better not be alone.
You might be alone. give Greg...
There
some
are
love.
Six people watching on the live stream right now, and not one of you are coming to my aid just to even defend
the joy of cleaning.
Let him live his life.
Well, of course you can live your life.
It's not what the segment feels like.
No, we are very pro-cleaning.
You got that?
Very pro-clean. Sherry is on the line from Horicon.
Save me, Sherry.
Good morning, Sherry. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, good morning. I love your show.
Thank you.
I love civic media. I listen all day long. I like to clean my fridge. but my problem is my door opens like to a wall. Like,
yeah.
Okay, so like it opens from the left side to the right. Mm-hmm. You know, you open like that and there is a wall over there on the right side. And I can't pull out that bin on the bottom where you put your vegetables.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Underneath that, that's funky.
Is
so the only way I can do it is take off the door.
Oh well, Sherry. I mean, is it wedged between like a wall and like a counter space?
No. It's just the wall is about an inch away.
Okay. So then there's no pulling the fridge outwards. Like it's not on wheels or anything like that.
No.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, that's not a fun thing.
The only way is to take off the door, and that part is disgusting.
Well, I mean,
having to do that.
Are your shelves removable, Sherry?
Pardon me.
Are your shelves removable, Sherry?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can take all that out. And I take all the door things off.
Yeah.
And clean it all with the cotton swabs.
Sherry knows what I'm talking about.
See, I do like what you do.
Sherry, I think you and Greg need to get together and start your own fridge cleaning company.
I need
company.
To go over to Sherry's house.
You do. You need to go help her out.
Yeah, yeah.
And help you resolve this issue.
Because that's what good friends do, Jane. They don't put them on air on blast. They're like, hey, look at my freak friend over here who just likes to do something with his life.
I just think it's kind of adorable.
Sherry, you're amazing. Sherry, never stop being amazing.
Hey, somebody comes to your house and they say, do you have any water? You know, and I go, yeah, it's in the fridge. And they'll open up the fridge and they go, oh, wow, your fridge is so clean.
We are doing a road trip to your house, Sherry, just to look at your fridge.
Thanks for the call, Sherry. Yes.
Thank you so much, Sherry. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. From the 414, clean? Are you crazy? That's what I have a husband for. Ha! Huh? Stacy from Waukesha.
Wow, Stacy. Real progressive of you.
Oh, no. Be nice. And Greg says, Jane is apparently anti-clean.
Yeah, she's Mrs. Dirty.
That is not true.
We have one from the 608. I can't stand doing house chores. I love doing farm chores. My other half laughs at me when I'm out in crazy weather tending to my chickens, always redoing their coop, always creating projects. But when I got to do the dishes, man, that can stack up pretty high. Ha ha.
That's one of the things you put off.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I get that too. I totally get that. There are things around the house like I love doing the dishes. I love it. But man, when I look at my lawn, I'm like, can someone just do this for me?
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I just have no... I think it's because I live in a neighborhood where they are really into their lawn care. And okay. I never feel like, no matter how good I mow my lawn, it never looks good. And I'm just the pariah of the block.
You're being lawn shamed? You feel you're being lawn shamed?
I feel like I'm being fridge shamed right now.
I am embracing your cleaning of the fridge.
Okay.
You are not alone. Johnny Watermelon is the one who volunteered to clean out to clean out the fridge here. I'm the station manager. I wasn't going to do it.
You delegated.
Yes.
There you go.
Via ESP.
Yes, there you go.
Because I didn't actually tell him to do this. He chose to do that, which is great.
Yeah.
Guys doing chores.
What a go-getter.
Guys cleaning and things. It's a positive.
That's a podcast.
It's a positive for humanity.
Guys cleaning and things.
Guys cleaning things.
With Johnny and Greg.
What about now? How would that do on TikTok?
I don't know. I feel like guys cleaning things would demand a certain wardrobe that I'm not comfortable wearing.
Why?
I don't know. Like, it sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something. I'm not doing that.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. Phrasing.
Okay. Let me and how you utilize Q-tips in the cleaning of the fridge. That
the way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre now. Just the way you take your Q-tip and clean the fridge so carefully,
delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God.
Okay, this has devolved really quickly. It's a good thing we only have one more break left before Aww. Todd Alba comes in. Stay with us.
The Todd Father.
The Todd Father. We will be back right after this. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to the Shaw, WAUK. paid for by GovMint.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks, guaranteed. Call 1-800-859-1538 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-859-1538 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-859-1538. That's 1-800-859-1538.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Calvin on the board. Greg Bach with me in studio. And you can always check in. You can call and or text at 844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. We're getting ready to laugh at the Laughing Tap. What's yes. going on at the tap?
Well, actually, we have a bunch of shows happening.
Do you?
So tomorrow night, Daniel Van Kirk, who is one of the hosts of our Dumbtown podcast, he will be at the Laughing Tap tomorrow night, one show, 7:30. Tickets are going fast. I would, if you like him or like, you know, check him out online, but his tickets are available right now, laughingtap.com. And then this weekend, we have Nate Abshire coming through again. He's returning, doing three shows. One on Friday, two on Saturday, and he's also available. Those are also available at laughingtap.com. Nate's a great guy. He's a Midwestern comic, lives right in Minnesota. We have a clip of him that we can play of him doing a bit about living in Minnesota. Kelvin.
I live in Minnesota, though. I travel a lot, and it's weird when you travel away from Minnesota and people hear that that's where you're from. They always say the same thing. Even if they're just one state south, they always go, Minnesota. But isn't it cold up there? Like, yeah, but we still live in houses and shit. Like... It's really okay. You don't need to be that worried for us. You don't have to, like, kill a dire wolf and sleep in its still warm carcass to survive every winter's eve. Like, we're not manning the wall to keep out the White Walkers. It's not Canada.
So, yeah, Nate will be at the tap. He's just a good guy. Just very funny.
I love Midwestern comics.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just this shared mocking of ourselves and our own silliness, right?
Yeah, and a sensibility. And also, like, they're very great to work with because, I mean, look, I work with great comics from all over the world.
Sure.
But Midwestern comics, we have that unspoken language.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, Chloe Radcliffe, who was here this past weekend, she came through and she lives in New York, but she's like, I'm from Minnesota. And as soon as she said that, it was just like, there's an enjoyment there. And Nate is great too. Nate actually born, he's a joke about being born in Louisiana, I believe, or Mississippi, but he moved to Minnesota. So he's a Midwestern boy.
Sure.
Now. But yeah, it's going to be great. So like I said, three shows, one Friday, two Saturday, tickets available, laughingtap.com. And then if you do want to see Daniel Van Kirk one night only, that is tomorrow night.
Don't wait.
Do not wait. Tickets are already a low ticket for that one. I think there's only about 20 left. And like we've said before, $20 to get in.
You can't beat that.
No drink minimum.
Honestly, you cannot beat that deal.
You're going to have a great time. I don't want to promise it. I just hope you do. If you don't, then we're not doing it right.
And I just love that people are going back out to see comedy.
Yeah, me
because
too.
Because during the big heyday for comedy clubs was what, in the late 80s and into early
90s. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then they started putting everything on television, and everybody was doing specials, and they kind of hurt themselves
a
little bit.
I mean, to a certain extent, yeah. I mean, back in those days, there was only one place you could really go to get a special, and that was HBO.
Right.
And to this day, I still have a place in my heart. Anytime someone releases an HBO special, I'm like, oh, you worked really hard. Because they don't give those out.
Right.
Like other streaming services or other networks. But what really happened, too, was the fact that in the mid-80s to late-80s, there was a huge boom in comedy. And then everyone built a comedy club. Yeah. Cities were having like 3, 4, 5 of them. People were making tons of money. And then in the 90s, it just were like, we're done with this.
It kind of fizzled.
Yep. And a lot of people who are famous now, who are in their 40s and 50s, they started back in like the late 80s or mid 80s, and they had to go through that 90s desert of nothing.
Oh, man.
Started to pick back up, and now people love comedy more than ever, and there's so much more access to it, whether you're talking about going to a club, watching it on your phone. And I feel like, I don't want to say we're in a bubble, but it's definitely a good time to be a comedian. If you really want to work hard, and people like Nate, people like Daniel, they're fantastic. Also, Chloe Radcliffe, check her out as well. Hopefully she'll come back next time. But yeah, laughingdap.com, get your tickets. And if you see me there,
say hi.
Talk about refrigeration cleaning.
You can share tips.
We can share tips.
With Greg.
That's like, right.
What's your favorite cleaning solution?
Yeah. Is it a non-alcoholic or is it alcohol-based? You throw the Windex in there, which is kind of weird because that's a weird smell. But, you know.
Are you pro-vinegar or anti-vinegar?
I'm pro-vinegar as long as you dilute it so that, one, it's not too abrasive, and two, the smell doesn't, like, waft through your house.
Sure.
But
you can cut it with water.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. You gotta cut that Vinny with water.
Look at what we learn.
On
this program.
All my secrets. I think that's the only secret I have. I'm so boring. So what are you doing this weekend, Jane? I mean, I know it's only Wednesday, but
I am going to be hanging out with Frankie Lou.
All weekend?
I just might move in there. I haven't told Kristen that yet, but I need an update with the baby. She did take her to the pediatrician this week, and Kristen told me that she's up to 9 pounds.
She's got a little baby face head.
She does.
So cute.
She's so cute. Coming up tomorrow, I hope you can join us. All kinds of things going on. John Dietrich is a reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and just came out with a really, really good piece about guns in Wisconsin. You're not going to want to miss that. He's going to join us tomorrow at 10:33. Every Thursday, as always, Dr. Kristen Lierley at 11:06 with our public cervix announcement. If you have a question for the doctor, you can always email it. You can text us at 844-967-2789, or you can email us at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. And then a little bit of sports.
Sports talk.
A little bit of sports talk with Paul Noonan, who will join us tomorrow at 11:33 and see what he thinks.
Let's see what's sporting up in the sports.
What is sporting up in the sports world? Thank you so very much for joining us. We have the Todd Alba Show. We'll be coming up right after the 12 o'clock news. Stay with us. Stick right here. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens
or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.